When I think of driving, I think of a variety of interpretations. I think of what countries drive the global population. I think about how the Chinese economy drives the gaming industry in Macau. I think about how Rory McIlroy drove his golf ball victoriously in the most recent PGA Championship. Now, my fondest memory of driving is going to junior golf tournaments with my dad. I played on the weekends, so instead of going the night before and renting a hotel, we elected to drive Saturday morning because my dad was willing to do that. And so we would load everything we had into the back of our 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and we would set off. And our first stop would be a Circle K, our local petrol station, where we would fill up our car with gasoline. And my dad would clean the windows and then get a large coffee with three creams. And in the back of our Jeep, we had the seats down, and I had a backpacking pad and a sleeping bag where I would go to sleep. And I would drift to sleep to the smell of cheap coffee and either NPR or whatever local talk show radio was on at that hour of the morning. Now, at these tournaments, I played at a high level of competition, and there were a lot of good players from all over the world. And I noticed something about the players with Asian descent. They were quite good. Not only was their performance good, but also their diligence. And they would be on the driving range for hours after the tournament, perfecting their shots. And I always wondered, does it have something to do with the individuals, or was this a cultural trait that was driving it? So we'll flash forward about 7 years. I'm on the first tee of the Blackstone Golf Club in Hainan, China. Hainan, China is an island located between Vietnam and China in the South China Sea. It's October, it's hot, and it's humid. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm standing on the tee with Mr. Tony Jacklin. Mr. Jacklin is a Hall of Fame golfer from England who dominated golf in the late 60s and early 70s and drove the population of golf in Britain and Europe at a time when golf was dominated by the Americans. And he's there because he's participating in the World Celebrity Pro-Am, the tournament put on by the club. And I'm there because I'm volunteering for this tournament as an intern at Mission Hills Golf Club. So we're on the first tee, and I hand Mr. Jacklin his driver. I was assigned to be Mr. Jacklin's assistant for the week, so that was my job. He asked me to be a caddy for him for 9 holes. I said, okay, absolutely. So I hand him his driver, he tees up the ball, and he hits a perfect shot, about 285 yards, right down the center of the perfectly manicured fairway. And we walk to the cart, and we drive towards the ball, and the cart path lines the right side of the hole. Mr. Jacklin's ball was obviously in the center of the fairway. So instead of staying along the cart path, we drove right to his ball so he wouldn't have to walk as far. And we get to his ball and begin assessing the next shot. Look at the wind, look at the yardage. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a Chinese man sprinting towards us. He appeared out of the woods, and he's coming towards us. And he gets towards us, and he stops. And Mr. Jacklin looks at me and says, "What's this all about, Jason?" And the Chinese man looks at me and he says, "You cannot drive your cart on my fairway." Mr. Jacklin says, "What is he saying now?" I said, "Mr. Jacklin, we must keep the cart on the cart path at all times today as to not to destroy the grass before the tournament." And he says, "Oh, this is ridiculous. But that's the way it is." So we carried on. A few holes later, we're at the par 5 7th. He tees up another shot. He hits another good one, right down the left edge of the fairway. And we drive down the cart path, and we stop at a 90-degree angle between the path and Mr. Jacklin's ball. And he begins assessing how far it would take to walk from the cart to his ball to hit the next shot. And between us was a water hazard with high weeds and a creek and a large fairway. And he looks at me and he says, "Why? That ball must be 100 yards away. Jason, go and pick it up." And so I ran. I ran across the water hazard, over the creek, through the weeds, across the fairway, scooped up the ball, and came back to the cart. And he looks at me and he says, "Well, I'm keeping you in shape, aren't I?" I said, yes, Mr. Jacqueline, you are. Thank you. And I had been hand-selected that week by upper management to be the official car door opener of Red Carpet Night. So Red Carpet Night is a night where all the celebrities and professionals playing in the tournament would be driven in Porsches from their hotel to the red carpet, at which time myself and my dear friend Sam Green from England would simultaneously open the backs of the doors to let out the celebrities and pros so they could walk down this red carpet. And this required training, according to upper management. So several times during the week, I had to tell Mr. Jacqueline and Mrs. Jacqueline, you have to excuse me, but I won't be able to assist you this afternoon because I will be in training, learning how to open a car door. And Mr. and Mrs. Jacqueline were perplexed at why such a menial task would take so much training, and frankly, so was I. But upon reflection, I realized that in Chinese culture, events are grandiose in their presentation as well as their preparation. So now comes the night of the red carpet. And there's a lot of celebrities that I got to meet and see and open the door for. Yao Ming, the basketball star, the Brazilian footballer, Ronaldo, and some household names in America, such as Ryan Reynolds, Andy Garcia, and Adrian Brody. And finally, Mr. Jacqueline's car rolls around. The driver drives the car into the perfect spot. Sam and I nodded at each other and opened the doors in perfect synchronism. Mrs. Jacqueline's on Sam's side, and sure enough, Mr. Jacqueline is on mine. Mr. Jacqueline steps out of the car, fixes his suit, and looks at me square in the eye and says, well, Jason, you didn't screw that one up. I said, no, I didn't. Thank you.